I am Plot on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. The local theater company Horseshoes and Hand Grenades Theater is celebrating its 10th anniversary, and its newest production, This Stays in the Room, begins previews Wednesday the 19th of March and runs until the 30th of March 2014. Joining me now is its director, Mindy Parfit, who will tell us about the show and the concept of this production. The show is written by the entire creative team and is based on true stories of shame and forgiveness told through text, photography, song, video, and dance. The venue is at the Gallery Gachet at 88 East Cordova Street. The website is at horseshoesandhandgrenades.ca. Mindy Parfit is a founding member and co-artistic director of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades Theater. She is an award-winning director whose recent directing credits include The Falls Armstrong's War, which was staged at the Arts Club Theater. She founded Soul Fishing Theater in Montreal and has worked for various companies across the country. Please welcome to the Plot Online program, Mindy Parfit. Ms. Parfit, good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for that nice introduction.
Thanks for joining us. So tell us about This Stays in the Room. When people go to the Gallery Gachet, what will they see?
Well, they'll see a 65-minute play that is a compilation of stories that came out of 3 years of workshopping with the creative team. And these stories are true stories that were shared within that workshop process. And we've compiled those stories into a theater piece that some of the stories are retold by other members and of the cast. And we include some choreography. We've been working with Amber Funk-Barton, who's a choreographer in town, and so there'll be choreographed movement, there'll be video projection, there'll be drawing. We have chalk walls that we're depicting imagery from, and they'll hear some very beautiful and profound stories about people dealing with things that are very human, that I think everybody can relate to, about shame and how we get through things that we've done or things that have been done to us in this life and how we move forward.
Yeah, so what's the workshop process like? And I mean, whose idea was it? Let's say that we'll look at these two themes of shame and forgiveness and say, gang, what are all your stories? I mean, is that how it really works? Or?
Yeah, so what happened was myself and I run Horseshoes and Hand Grenades with two other people, and one of those people is Alexa Devine. Mm-hmm. So Alexa and I sat down together 3 years ago. We had been wanting to do a collective piece since we started Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, and due to timing, we just hadn't had the chance to do it. And so 3 years ago, it felt like there was an opening in both of our schedules for that to be able to happen, and we sat down and talked about things that we were interested in at that particular time, things that we were being inspired by, things that we were struggling with, things in the world that we were kind of going out and researching, and all of those between the two of us, it felt like where the kernels of all of those things were the themes of shame and forgiveness. And so we decided to base our project on those two themes. And yeah, we pulled together our creative team, which consisted of actors and designers, and we got them on board. And we, over the three-year period, we did three workshops with them. So that means we got together in a room for 5 days and initially did some very, you know, basic sort of storytelling and different. I facilitated all the workshop processes. So, we made things, we told stories, they made videos, brought things into the room that then we used as sort of a catalyst to tell different stories. So we did that three times, and over those three times, over the 3 years, of course, the process has developed depending on what was pulled from the previous workshop. And in between those times, Alexa and I would get together with our dramaturg, Heidi Taylor, and we would talk about what had come out, what we were inspired by, where we wanted things to go. And that process also got, the in-between workshop process also got more refined, obviously, as we moved forward. And you know, right from the beginning, what became very evident to me was the whole creative team, but, you know, the actors, because they're the ones on stage, is their incredible courage and bravery about what they decided to bring forward to share. And not only in the workshop, but then they gave us permission to use for the for the process and then for the show. And it became really important for me that we created a piece in which the audience could hear those stories and receive them and appreciate the courage that everybody is digging into mm-hmm. in order to do the piece.
So what sort of stories are told in this piece?
There's stories of, there's stories of growing up gay in a time, in a place where that was not supported. There are stories of abuse. There are stories of doing things harmful to other people. There are stories of recovery. There are stories of... very serious and dark, but there's also mm-hmm. very lots of funny stories around friendship and around body and about the things that we do that bring us laughter also. And, you know, it's also very important to me that it's not a dark, mm-hmm. like, you know, the audience doesn't feel like there's any light in the room. And it's important. There's a lot of funny stories. In fact, in this rehearsal process, we've spent most of our time laughing. Yeah. So it's...
it's real life, I guess, right?
It's real life, right? It's really funny, and it's also really sad. And I think that's really true of life, is that things can be really hard and they can be really fun. And I think this piece depicts that very beautifully.
Yeah. Did you all go into this process with the ideas of shame and forgiveness, having understood them fully, say, made peace with them? Or was that one of the goals in the process of all of this, that you wanted to understand why one feels shame or how one deals with shame or how one feels or deals with forgiveness, say?
Yeah, it was definitely wanting to understand it. I think that was... Yeah. You know, wanting to have a conversation. And it's been really a phenomenal opportunity over, you know, a really extended period of time to be able to have a continued conversation around, you know, these very fundamental human experiences, really. I mean, I think shame is something that everybody feels and has to sort of move through and come to terms with. And what became very apparent to me was that the idea of shame... It's a very visceral experience in people's bodies, and it's very, like, even though you and I may not have had the same experience in our life, shame is something we can understand. You know, I can get it. Whereas with forgiveness, it's very different from person to person, and I think from situation to situation about what that looks like and what that means and the significance of it, or the, you know, even if it's needed or. And so that became very fascinating to me about how people address that in different ways and have the need for it or don't have the need for it, and how we, it was absolutely a process of discovery and of intrigue of, and interesting to see with the places where both were in the room, we were all very connected and had similar ideas, and places where it was very disparate. And that became also something important to me in the show, that we were able to depict the places where people shared ideas and where we have different ideas.
And have you guys talked about, say, any personal growth that's come out of all of this in terms of, getting forgiveness easier perhaps or something like that?
Yeah, we have. I mean, you know, it's been, when Alexa and I started this process, we were very clear with the actors that and with the whole creative team, like, this isn't therapy. We're not, like, I'm not a therapist. I'm not a counselor. I'm not trained to do that work. And so even though we're talking about things that are very serious and potent to people's existence, that it was important for us that people brought things to the table that they had some level of comfort in talking about. But that being said, that we also wanted things that were, that they were still had some dynamism for them, you know, something for them to sort of dig into around it. And so because of that, I think there has been, because we've been able to have this really extended conversation over 3 years together, and because we've been able to return to it in this really constructive, creative, environment and with a goal in mind. I think there has been some really interesting understanding and growth for people. I mean, I can speak to that for myself. I feel like I've understood forgiveness in a way that I didn't understand forgiveness 3 years ago. Like, I have definitely come to a different, going through this process has put me into a different place in my life than I was 3 years ago, absolutely.
Now, looking at the cast that you've assembled for this, the cast that we'll see in the show, I mean, some of the names are recognizable. I mean, all of them, I guess, work in the theater in this town, right?
Yes, they do, yeah.
They're quite accomplished, from what I gather.
Yes, they are. They're a very accomplished group of people.
Yeah. And so, in terms of how you got this group of people together, I mean, these are folks that you know, or... And because, I mean, they're also contributing something of themselves other than, say, a performance.
Sure.
What was that chemistry like, that dynamic?
Well, we, you know, Alexa and I sat down and talked about, I mean, she's a performer, so we wanted to have her in the piece, obviously. And then we talked about different people that we knew, that we thought would be able to work in this way, because it was a very collaborative environment, and some people function in that working in that room better than other people do. And so we wanted to obviously bring people in who we thought would be would really thrive in that way, and we wanted to have a diverse group of people, so people who we thought would bring in different kinds of stories and different, you know, be able to provide different perspectives. And so, and they're mostly people we have worked with before. Some of them Alexa had worked with more than I had, or some of them I had worked with more than Alexa, and but all of them, you know, all people that we really respected and we thought would have something really significant to contribute. So that, and that was true for all, like, the actors as well as the design team. And, you know, it's been this, because we've been, this is our third week of rehearsal, and it's been, you know, daily I am thankful about the group of people that have come together to do this project, because it is, you know, they're putting a lot into it. It's not, as you say, it's not just a performance. They really, they're putting a part of themselves into this play and are, you know, being very courageous about how they, how their willingness to do that. And the craft in the room is unbelievable. Like, people's talent is inspiring. I'm daily inspired by what people are bringing into the space and ideas that we have and how we move through problems. And it's been such a lovely thing to do.
And in hearing about this production that you're working on now from you, as we have in the last few minutes or so, one realizes just what a rich and diverse art scene there is in this town. I mean, it's like people don't realize it sometimes.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I think the work that is happening, well, I grew up in Vancouver and then I left for a while and I came back just over 10 years ago. And, you know, it's been really exciting to get to know the, not just the theater community, but the art community here. And I think it is really diverse, and there's people doing really exciting work, and there's, you know, obviously been really important leaders that we have in the arts community who have brought important international work in and who are really, you know, champion getting the good work in Vancouver out into the world. And I think because of that, Vancouver is becoming a real cultural hub. And I think that's important. And, you know, it's difficult in some ways also in a town where people live in Vancouver because of its natural environment. So sometimes it's hard to get people into a room to see something, you know, that's not outside. Mm-hmm. But I would say that, you know, I feel like that's changing a little bit here, and that people are becoming more aware of things that are going on and the riches of our town that aren't just its natural beauty.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the room that this will be in, the Gallery Gachet. It's not a theater, right?
No, it's an art gallery.
Yeah. And so it's not a big space either, right?
It's a small space, yeah. It's a 50-seat house, so the 50 people can come see the show at a time. So it's small, but intimate, you know, which I think became something that was important for us, was that we wanted to have an environment that was intimate for people.
Yeah, how does it work? It's an art gallery in the day, is it? And
yeah, so what happened was we were when we were creating the show, it became along through the process, we had somebody on board who was a story editor and who was helping us construct the piece, and we were talking with her about, I was filling her in on what we had done and where we were at and what I was thinking about the play and the images that I had. And she said to me, it feels like an art gallery. And which I thought was really a beautiful kind of side, like a parallel line from what we were doing, because I feel in many ways, I just feel like it's a really great environment for this play to be happening in, because I think it's not a traditional narrative play. And so having it in an art gallery allows people, you know, I think right off the bat, people will not be expecting a traditional piece of theater. And for me, I get very excited about the cross-pollination of different art forms. Mm-hmm. And I think so that's really exciting for me. And so this is a new way, you know, for me, it's a new way of doing that. And also it's really, I really love working collaboratively. And so it's been really exciting to reach out to this art gallery and figure out, you know, okay, how do we do this and how do we work? Because Gallery Gachet is a gallery that's run as a collective. And so it was also about, okay, how do we work in conjunction with this group of visual artists and how do we bring their vision and their ideas of shame and forgiveness into the piece? And so it's been a very exciting environment. And then, you know, it's an exciting process. And then this, in the room, it's a beautiful room that the gallery has. And it just feels like a really good place to be telling the stories and to be looking at it. I think it allows the audience to look at our piece through a different lens. Yeah. And it allows us to develop it in a different way because we are, you know, we can think about it as an art piece as opposed to just a theater piece. And I think those kind of lines and constructs that we build for ourselves are important to break down at points.
Yeah. Do you have a sense of who should see the show? I mean, this is, I'm guessing this isn't for kids, right?
It's not for kids. It's not. I would say it's absolutely adult content.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, I think it's a piece that is really good for a lot of people. I mean, I think anybody who's interested in the human condition, really, yeah, and yeah. how we, you know, how we kind of, the things that we struggle with and how we get through those things and the places of laughter and, you know, I mean, and also to be able to see these four performers who are four of, you know, Vancouver's really talented performers do really intimate personal work. It's going to be a real treat for audience members to be able to see that. It's quite, you know, it's not something that people have the opportunity to see very often.
Now, I mentioned off the top that 10 years ago, you guys created Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. What's the last 10 years been like? I mean, this is a good time, I guess, to reflect on that.
Uh-huh. Well, it's been, like what's it been like as a company?
Yeah,
mean?
Yeah.
Well, it's been really exciting. I mean, it's been really fun. The three of us knew each other from Montreal. And we came here and met and here and decided to start a company together. And I think we were, you know, we were new to the theater community. We were really keen. We wanted to get our work out into the community and get known. And we felt like starting a company was going to be a great vehicle for that. And it's really, the company has really grown, obviously, from that, you know, that kernel into a really important part of the small theater community here in Vancouver. And I think we bring really important work to the theater community and to Vancouver around that talks about and reflects the darker things or the harder things that maybe to look at about being human and what we have to struggle with. And I think we try to do that with beauty and with compassion and with laughter. And there's that stream of it, and also some of the work that we've been doing recently that my co-artistic director Sean writes is, you know, more political on sort of a global scale. And so it's been really interesting for the company to find its feet in that, you know, in doing more externally political work and more sort of internally political work. And it's been really exciting to see how a company grows and where it goes to, and you know, how three people you know, we are also, the two people that I run my company with are a couple, and I've had two children, and they have two children, and are expecting another one. And so we're, you know, we're growing our theater company together, we're growing families together, you know, we're growing, coming into our professional careers together, and it's been, it's interesting to see how the company has grown and shifted through that, decisions that we make around how we want the company, you know, what kind of work we want the company to continue doing. And it's an act of love, like, really, to run a theater company. We're getting rich. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's an act of love to do it. And so we do work that we really love to do. And I think that's, we're, you know, incredibly lucky to have that opportunity.
Yeah, and the stuff that you've done, some, I mean, I haven't seen any of your productions, but I mean, I've read of them. Like, what's that thing that you, was last fall, the Acceptance
and the Event of War. Yep.
Yeah, that did quite well, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our work does well. We get good houses, we get well-reviewed, and we've won several Jesse Awards, which are our local awards. So, yeah, I think people really like the work that we're putting out and think it's important, and we find it's important, and we love doing it. So I think we're lucky. We're thankful.
Yeah. Mindy, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. Break a leg, as they say.
Thank you very much. I hope you're going to come out and see the piece.
Indeed. The show is called This Stays in the Room. It runs from the 19th to the 30th of March, 2014, Gallery Gachet at 88 East Cordova. For tickets and information, visit horseshoesandhandgrenades.ca. It's director Mindy Parfit. Join me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plateau.